Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
333, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I know, for all that Monday entails. By the way, weather is back to exactly what you and I would have expected from Central Virginia in August. We're well into the 90s, both temperature-wise and humidity-wise, and it's just kind of where it's going to be. We may get some showers rolling through a little bit later, which may or may not help us feel just a tad better. September the 10th, mark it on your calendar right now. Our old pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be back. He hasn't been here in a while because, of course, he's been off writing yet another book, but we'll talk about that. His take on this campaign. September the 10th, by the way, is scheduled to be a debate between former President Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris. But the Harris campaign now says, well, we want to change the rules. We want to sit down. She should be able to bring what amounts to a briefing book with her. That just seems a little nuts to me. We'll see how it goes, though. Last week in Chicago, the Democrats held their national convention. And it was a lot of what you would have expected, and some that even for them was just beyond the pale. For Planned Parenthood to have an abortion bus outside of that convention, I just don't know. Honestly, I didn't even know what to say. And I'm hoping that John Mize, who is the CEO for Americans United for Life, might have a little perspective on that. John, welcome.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me on this afternoon.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you again. And I just got to throw that out there to you. Even for folks who are on a different side of this than you are, than I am, having a bus with walk-in appointments like you were buying a ham and cheese sandwich, this is outrageous.
Yeah, Jeff, it was a significant overreach by Planned Parenthood. The unfortunate thing is they've done a very good job, Planned Parenthood, of pulling the wool over the eyes of the American public. They've made this issue about a woman and big government. We've completely removed the moral implications of killing an innocent human life through elective abortion. And then as a consequence to that, we see what has happened with a bus rolling into Chicago. Unfortunately, they made it into a circus. I mean, they had balloons and they had music vulnerable women are making. And what I saw in Chicago last week by Planned Parenthood was an absolute circus that trivializes the trauma that women face making these really hard decisions.
No worries at all. So all I was saying, John, I just want to get your perspective on this. I would find myself trying to be as sympathetic as possible for any woman who says, I was pushed into this, or, you know, I'm in such a point, this terrible thing happened to me. I was attacked, and I had to make this decision. Okay, we can certainly differ on that. But my perspective, John, is if you are in that situation and you want me to believe how terrible it is, then you're not having ice cream cones and funny hats and noisemakers, right?
That's right. It diminishes the trauma that women experience when they've had a very difficult thing happen to them. And either it's many women that have been coerced or forced or abused into having an abortion by a man or by a family member. Yep. It could be a woman who feels helpless and doesn't have the financial means to support a child. And unfortunately, Planned Parenthood has diminished that in the quest to maintain their business model, and that business model is predicated on aborting more children, unfortunately. It's absolutely an affront to everything that this country stands for, unfortunately.
It is absolutely tragic. John Mize is joining us. John's the CEO, Americans United for Life. John, we look at where we are, right? Everybody's talking about post-Roe and how does this develop out? How does it play out? We've heard President Trump say, hey, listen, it's up to the states. That's where it's going to be. He has said time and time again, he's not going to sign some sort of a national ban. And some of my friends who are pro-life as I am are saying, well, geez, I don't know if I'm really on board with that. What's your sense?
Yeah, so, you know, we at Americans United for Life, we played an active role in the discussion as it related to policy and the platform. And unfortunately, we don't have popular public support for the pro-life movement right now. And a large part of that, Jeff, is because the other side has spent millions of dollars convincing the public that there is something to this vague notion of reproductive freedom. And again, we've removed the implications of killing a child from the debate. Yeah. But because we don't have popular public support, politicians are not going to fall in line. Politicians have to think about getting reelected. Right. And that is their job, is to focus on ways to get reelected. And unfortunately, because we don't have popular public support, and because the other side is spending so handsomely on convincing people that it's okay to kill children, we find ourselves in a position where politicians are increasingly backing away from taking a strong pro-life stance publicly, even potentially during the election season. My prayer and my hope is that after the election season, the dust will settle, and if there is a pro-life friendly administration, that we'll be in a position to get more accomplished, as opposed to an administration that is abortion on demand for anyone and everyone.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. I think that it's painful and confusing for some people who are committed to whatever the issue is to think, oh my gosh, that person over there is not exactly saying exactly what I want him to say. And you certainly have been around the block enough as I am to say, look, we're in a campaign season. Things get changed.
Yep.
Platforms are sent this way or that way. But the reality in both cases here is that we have track records for each of these candidates. And at least for me, the track record for President Trump is solid enough. I don't have any qualms about casting my ballot for him again.
No, absolutely not. I think that that we'll find ourselves in a much stronger position as a pro-life movement with an administration that will likely be much friendlier. I feel very confident we'll have a seat at the table as it relates to policy and crafting policy in a Trump administration. And that's important. Even if the steps that we take are smaller, and when I say smaller steps, it's defending the turf that we have at the national level, bans on funding for elective abortion. Right. It is hopefully tacking back what this current administration has done by opening the Veterans Administration up. For the first time ever, we now have federally funded abortions through the Veterans Administration. Mm. And so there will be some tacking back federally. Yep. But again, I feel like our battle right now, we have got to work on hearts and minds. We've got to convince people of the moral implications of this battle, and we have to figure out a way to, from a messaging perspective, to get people invested enough to think about this and what the moral implications are.
The moral implications are huge, and you're right. It's a challenge. It's a heavy lift.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
AUL, I know, is at the forefront of this. So for folks who are listening to this right now, John, saying, okay, I'd like to help get the message out there. I'd like to be part of setting the table. What's the best thing for them to do?
Yeah, there's three things, Jeff. The first, go to AUL.org, and we've got a ton of information on our website about the movement, about policies that we believe will be beneficial. AUL has been instrumental in every Supreme Court case that's come through Washington. We've got model legislation that's been adopted over 400 times in the states. That is very life-affirming. Go to our website, check us out. The second thing I would ask you to do is to support your local pregnancy center, your local pregnancy resource center, your local pregnancy health center. Those organizations are the boots on the ground. They are God's gift to the pro-life movement in the work that they do, helping women achieve motherhood without charging them anything. And then the third thing I'm going to ask the audience to do is to pray. Pray for the movement. Yeah. Pray for moms that are feeling vulnerable. Pray for hearts and minds to be changed in significant ways.
Love it. John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. Hope we get the chance to do it again soon.
Indeed, Jeff. Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is John Mize. He's the CEO over there at Americans United for Life. Oh, their website, AUL.org, AUL.org. It's an important topic because of what happened last week in Chicago. Now, for me personally, it's always been an important topic. You know that I've shared the story when we were just finding out what was going on with Julia. And then Heidi was pregnant with well, it turned out to be Joe. We didn't know who it was then. He just sort of looked like, a rutabaga or something. But when that doctor said to us, well, you know, with what's going on with your daughter, oh, no, excuse me, with what's going on with the other one, if you want to, you know, do something about this, you got to act fast. And that's what blew me away. Because up until that point, I mean, I knew what I thought, but I wasn't as passionate about it. And then after that, I thought, wow, for this doctor, this is of no more consequence than, should I wear brown socks or black socks today? It just didn't matter because the other one, of course, was Julia. And this one turned out to be Joe. But it was just, man, so unfeeling. So, it was brutal in a way. It was really brutal. Now, you know what it did, though? It didn't offer us anything that we were going to do, right? I mean, not an option for us as far as we were concerned. But it also, for me, man, it solidified what I believe and why I believe it and said, you know, you better tell more people about this stuff. So I do appreciate John taking a couple of moments to be here. Speaking of Johns, this is another John, my friend John Reed, who does our morning show starting at 6 a.m. He is down in Bristol. I think he's campaigning as part of his perhaps well-ballyhooed and rumored about run for lieutenant governor. I don't know, but if you are down on the south side, you should check him out. He is in Bristol, and he'll be broadcasting there tomorrow morning starting at 6. I know I'm going to try and tune in and listen to it. John always does a great show. Where was he last? Oh, he was out in Chicago. I forgot. He also, his work with the Virginia Council, they're bringing in some really solid people as part of their speaker series. And I did ask John if he would pop on. I don't know if we're going to get to it this week. I'll leave that up to Germ, but either this week or next week, but he's got a couple of folks who can really speak to the threats we're seeing. A woman who escaped from China and can really let us know that what we're hearing, what we're seeing, state control and state programs and centralized this and price controls, it doesn't work. And it never ends well. So we'll chat about that. Coming up at 4:33, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is going to be here. We'll take a look at the world of business, the economic stuff, and just how far along on the road to financial freedom is your friendly old Uncle Jeff. That's a good question, isn't it? Chronic Care of Richmond text line always available to you. When I say always, I mean always, 24/7, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.